Hey David, it's Jerome again.
Oh.
Just wanted to touch back with you. I'd spoken to Forrest, and he said he did try to get back with you, but I guess at the time when he was out there, you weren't ready to move on any offer or anything like that.
Everything's for sale. But
Got you. You didn't know it, and I
but
absolutely get it.
I mean, just I guess you know what you're gonna get for something, then you know how you can plan to get the next thing you're gonna get. See, I'm trying to get out all the for the my kids, my three grandkids, and my son that lives in the other house. And I ain't selling one house, I'm selling both of the houses, because then I'll still have to come back to town if I get rid of my house and leave him in my other one.
Got you. Got you.
So, and he just got a good job at Dominion Power 4 or 5 months ago. So
He was talking about that as well.
he's building it. We're building to see what maybe we can do something by springtime. I mean, to build him a house, and if we sell both of them, anything's possible. But I mean, he ain't really nothing but just called me. I talked. Y'all the only ones to talk to.
Got you.
Yeah, he just that guy. He just seemed like he was. He said he was in the way he talked. I said, "Well, just go by there and look at him if you want." So, like I said, I just thought.
Got you. No, and that makes sense. And I think it sometimes works down to being a timing thing because, like you said, you're trying to meet your grandkids.
It ain't like I. I don't know how anybody ever said I was selling. I ain't never offered selling them, but that's why I don't know how they found out before. But like I said, I must have people. There's so many of them that do it now. I don't even answer the phone calls.
Yeah, no,
It's like it's a, it's like it's a damn racket. I don't know what it is.
I tell me about it. But I think, if you said springtime, I mean, is that the time you're looking to try and make that?
I mean, I'm gonna really start doing something by then if I don't do something ahead of time. It ain't no telling what I'll do when it weather gets good.
Got you. So I think the best bet probably would be to, I mean, would you like us to wait till around that time? Because even
I mean, anything. I mean, what it depends on what it is. I mean, it depends on what y'all want to do and how much you want to give me for them and how. You gotta look at everything.
Yeah, no, you definitely do.
I mean, I ain't gonna pay. I wouldn't pass up on nothing if some potential somebody about the only person I've talked to that I felt like talking to when I did it.
Yeah.
Because at least y'all the only ones that sound like y'all was from around. He was from around here and stuff. And on a
Yeah.
corporate thing, call this, do this, that. One thing led to jump through hoops. I said, hell with that. You mess with
Yeah,
it. I've
no.
been doing it word of mouth, and I ain't found nobody that's because I got $30,000 to fix the house on picket. It's just that I ain't gonna do it unless it was a family member or somebody that would sign something that I would feel legit fixing it for.
Yeah.
So as it goes either way, I could stay there and fix it, or I could move. I could sell the house out there. I mean, but I like it out there though.
Got you. So it really just
But
sounds like you've got some thinking to do because,
well, I mean, numbers change everything.
yeah, and I can say one thing,
You can't
time.
even without numbers, you don't know what you want to do. Because numbers decide everything in these days and times, that's for sure.
I can say sometimes it definitely does, but time changes numbers. So,
Oh yeah, that doesn't change that. You ain't got to tell me that.
it's
It changed my percentage rate from 375 to 1050 on the money they gave me, and then in a matter of 6 to 8 months.
Yeah, no,
Once it started going up, so you ain't got to tell me about the time and the numbers. But I missed a chance. I should have did something then when I had somebody maybe, but I was occupied with some other stuff then. It was personal stuff that I had to take care of with somebody.
And right
You
now,
can't never say you missed it, because you got to do what you got to do.
you got to do what you got to do. And right now it's that situation again, whether you are dead set on moving to the country or
Already
staying.
live in the country.
Well,
I already live out there, so I don't even live in Hopewell. I don't even go to Hopewell half the time.
you're right. It was
I work in the garage. I work on stuff in the garage. That's the only thing I use the house for.
Got you. Gotcha, gotcha. And it's just sitting vacant still. I think Forrest has talked about an individual in the back.
Yeah, he's in such quiet. I don't know. He's gonna be gone by the end of the year. I'm turning the power and everything off by the end of before Christmas. I
gotcha.
Told him I didn't move stuff out. I got most of my stuff out now. I'm getting another shed out today. I'll take care of that. I'm taking care of that before I even worry about it.
Gotcha. What brought you to do that? I mean, was it just getting
Once I got there, see, I took care of this girl at my house there that had cancer real bad. Boy, when I moved, and when you ain't around, shit don't get done. Nothing. You know, I stayed out there for like 10 months. I didn't even come to Hopewell for 10 months, and it was, that's what I come back to. And he'd help me clean everything that I needed to get out when I had left. And like I said, I just,
Yeah, no, it's hard to get people to treat it like it's their own, you know.
Well, everybody changes their idea of the deal, as time goes by. I mean, what we said, stuff. So.
Yeah, and I know you said you were wanting to get rid of both at the same time. I mean, how prepared is your son?
Well, within reason. I mean, he's going to do whatever I said anyway because it's my house. It ain't like he can say anything. So,
got you. So
I've just been letting him go on and let him show him the house because I ain't been in the house since I let him move in. I don't believe in doing that.
Gotcha.
Once it's their house, it's his house, but it's really mine. So I'll just have to, I still tell him what to do. when you don't want it, controls all the paperwork.
Got you. No, that makes sense. So,
yeah, but I wouldn't do nothing that he wasn't happy with to a certain extent either.
So he needs to be involved in the numbers.
Oh yeah, he's always he ain't no good with numbers. That's why I don't let him have nothing to do with that. he's just getting good at that now. He's three kids and 10 years later. he's catching on a little bit. He's in tough love's hard, but it makes him remember.
Well, that's good. That's definitely good. But, it sounds like to me like, y'all are nearing that place of wanting to make that transition. I mean.
Well, it was his house that I had to move out there for because they tried to rip him off after he didn't know what he got into.
Hmm.
And it was too good a piece of property when they did it. And I said, you ain't going to treat nobody like this. He'd never have faith in nobody. And he told me, you don't know. And I said, you don't know what's going on anyway. So I bought it and told him, hell with all y'all.
Yeah.
And now I got 2 acres of a front yard and then a $450,000 house next door. I ain't got one. And I made it wildlife so I don't have to pay taxes on it. Because it had a retention pond made into it.
Oh, then that's smart.
So they couldn't do anything with it it's a farmhouse from the early 1800s.
Gotcha, and that's at 422 is what you're saying.
No, that's in Discotana, out in the county.
Gotcha.
No, that was my house. That's paid for. The house on Bird Street's mine, paid for from a family house.
Gotcha.
And I remodeled that, six, 7 years ago when my daughter finished about 3 years ago.
Okay.
She was starting school. Pandemic killed that idea right off the get-go. She graduated at 19 and started school right when it hit and we had three people that was going to rent the house with her and two other girls that live way out from VCU and they, being us right there at Route 10 to 95 VCU, they was going to stay there and I was going to kind of guard them in the basement where I lived, in the house and stuff, but pandemic killed that idea.
Hmm.
She did the first year and a half of school on the computer at home.
Yeah.
Because of that. Helped her in the long run, but I mean, it didn't help not financially when what we had planned on.
Yeah.
But can't always go by that.
Yeah, no, I understand. I definitely understand that. And I mean, back to the house with you shutting all the electricity and everything off in December. I mean, were you still wanting to let both of them go together, or were you
I
wanting?
mean, in a timely manner. I mean, if it's something, if I did it, I would have it where, you know, where I could do both of them. I don't want to have to move both of them at the same time. But I
Okay.
mean, you know, mine would be first. Pickett Street would go first,
Got you. Got you.
and
So
then
you probably
because, you
separate
know,
the
I know I can get rid of mine. I you know, it don't matter to me. I'll, you know, I'm already out of there, so it don't really matter.
Got you.
So, but I mean, you know, I like to see, you know, something that, being that I remodeled everything on the other house, everything has been redone on the house on Bird Street. I just put a roof on it 2 years ago and
Yes,
finished,
that.
everything, and everything electrical and plumbing has been redone. Everything, and you know, the whole basement sealed, but only just now, just a little bit of, a little groundwork, but that's too much. I ain't got my equipment right yet again.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, that takes a lot. It does take a lot to do all that, but
It's a lot of time, as you know. You can't always, and like you said, you know, I always go as planned.
it doesn't always go as planned. You got that right.
But well, shoot, I gotta go. Here comes somebody. My supervisor, yeah, he's looking. But yeah, see what you can do and see what, you know, y'all come up with something, and I'll just, you know, because I ain't talking to nobody but y'all. So see what y'all, you know, I'm kind of engaging everything by y'all and just, you know, how y'all's doing. I
Okay.
got some outside help, so I can, you know, I got somebody that always checks on me. So all right, I appreciate it.
No
All
problem.
right,
No problem. We'll be in touch.
you have a good afternoon. All right,
You
bye.
too.